We now conclude our shurim, our series of shurim on a masla. So the remark quoted that if a woman said she's tamei, and now she bar v'shecheves eitzel bala, she lays down next to her husband, for yedei makkah she mash amr tchila tamei ani osa machmes k'tata sheilayim, she only said it because she's angry at him. The halacha is that that's an acceptable amasla. However, the shach in Sif Katan Dalit says that we shouldn't, the husband shouldn't just rely on the fact that she lays herself down next to him. It has to be that he should ask her, first you said you're tamei, and now you're saying you're tahar. The halacha is that's what should be done. We shouldn't just accept it without any questioning. The Daki Tshuva quotes a shaila where a woman found a kesem and therefore she assumed that she's tamei and started counting zayin the kiyam, and now her husband is supposed to travel out of town. So she says, you know, I don't think I was ever tamei. I only said this because I wanted to be machmer. And, or she says it because I was not feeling well. It's not that clear that under those circumstances we'd accept an amasla. The Rama also continued saying that if she said that the Rav said that I'm tahar, and then the Rav says that what she's saying is not true, we trust the Rav. The Pais can point out this, that we trust the Rav is under all circumstances. Even, not just when it's a question of being a full-fledged nida, but even in a situation where it's a shaila of a kesem, which is only a drabon. Furthermore, the Taz makes two points. The Taz says that only the Chacham himself is trusted, but not anyone else who says that I was there and heard what the Chacham said. Moreover, the Taz says that it's only regarding this issue that the Chacham has this nemanus. But when it comes to Dine Mamnus, we don't give the Chacham that level of nemanus. The Paiskim also say that when the Rama is telling us when the Rama is telling us that the Chacham has the ultimate namanis, it doesn't only mean where she says the Chacham said I'm tahar, and the Chacham says no, I didn't say she's tahar, I actually said she's tamei, that the Chacham has the namanis. But even in a situation that the Chacham says she says that she came to me with the shaila, and it's not true that she never came with a shaila, that's when the Chacham is Neman. The Rama, however, said, Mi shiroitz l'hachma atzmai, shiloi l'haman lo, if somebody doesn't want to trust his wife, mi d'schisidasi, and he could say, I won't have relations with her until she goes to the mikvah. However, the Badei HaShulchan says that, as the Rama says, one may be machmer, and the basis is our Gemara, as we'll discuss in a moment. Still, normally when a woman goes to the mikveh, she makes a bracha. This woman, when she's only going to the mikveh because of midas chassidus, should not go make a bracha. What is the basis of this psak? It's in our Gemara, because our Gemara teaches us that the woman who says that she's tamei, and then she retracts, saying that she's tar, when she has a valid amasla, the Gemara says she's neman. Yet the Gemara said, "Vafilo hachiloi ovet Shmuel uvde benafshei." The Yerushalmi actually, the Rishonim actually quote the Yerushalmi that elaborate on what happens there. What the Yerushalmi says happened was that Shmuel wanted to have relations with his wife, and she said that she's Tamei. The next day she said to him, "I'm Tar." So Shmuel asked her, "Yesterday you said you're Tamei, and today you're saying you're Tar." So she responded, "I didn't have energy to have Tashmish, and that's why I said it." Shmuel went and asked Rav what to do, and Shmuel said that it's an acceptable amasla and she's namenis. So Shita Mekubetzes asks, why did she just not say the truth? Why, when her husband wanted to have relations, didn't she just say that I'm not up to it? So, because of this question, the Miri explains, that's why Shmuel was machmer. Shmuel was machmer because he didn't accept that this was a valid amasla, because she should have just said the truth. The Shita, however, brings a different version of what happened. The Shita brings a version that, as we learn later in our Masechta, when one's wife is a Nida, he's not supposed to pass anything to her, and Shmuel once wanted to pass something to his wife, and she refused. So that Shmuel took as a sign that she was a Nida. Afterwards, she said, "I'm not a Nida." So Shmuel asked her, "If you're not a Nida, why were you not willing to accept what I was passing you?" So he said, "Because your sister was there, and I was embarrassed that she should know I'm not a Nida." That is an acceptable amasla. But now the question is, if it's an acceptable amasla, why did Shmuel not rely on it? So some explain that when do we rely on it? Shmuel's opinion was that when do we rely on a masla? Only in a situation where we don't have an option. With a woman, the previous case in our Gemara, where the woman says she was an Eishes Ish, and then she says she wasn't Eishes Ish, she marries another man. So she is or she isn't. Here we have a option. She could just go to the mikvah. In other words, what we're learning here now is that an amasla is never something that we want to rely on l'chatchila. So if we have no other options, we have no choice but to rely on an amasla. But where we have an option, we don't rely on an amasla. The Amshe Shleima gives another explanation. As we've been discussing in our shiurim, there's a difference between an amasla, which is given based on a statement, versus an amasla, which is given after an act. And we've learned that after an act, it's much harder to rely on a masla. The last version of the episode of what happened with Shmuel that we quoted from the Shita Mekubetzes was that he passed a cup to her which she refused to take. That Shmuel considered a maisa. When it's considered a maisa, then we don't rely on a masla. Ramosha, in the Shalos Tshuvos Igros Moshe, Yerudei Chelik Dalet Simen Yudalet, has somewhat of a different approach. He says, yes, because he asks a question. isn't a husband obligated to have relations with his wife, particularly if his wife wants to have relations? And here it's clear from the way we said what happened that that was what Shmuel's wife wanted. So if Shmuel's wife wanted to have relations, how could he not have the relations and all of a sudden be machmer and say, I'm not relying on an amasla? Says Ramosha, she was the one that created this difficult situation. She created this difficult situation by saying or acting as if she was tamei when she's not. A woman who created such a situation cannot afterwards have a claim that you owe me tashmish. The Beis Yosef here in Siman Kuf Hey says that from here we learn that when a person wants to be machmer, he has a right to be machmer in a situation of a midas chassidus, even when it affects other individuals as well. Shmuel was being machmer, but Shmuel's chumer did not only affect himself. Shmuel's chumer affected his wife as well. But from here we see that when the chumer has a legitimate basis in halacha, we have a right to be machmer under those circumstances.